times.
Yeah, I don't. All right, welcome to the RCAD. No Matt tonight, so we replaced fan favorite with Jay. You know, he... Right.
Oh boy! Oh, the peanut gallery's here.
Yeah. So the diva has told us, "I'm only doing an hour.
Solid.
Keep it an hour." Boom. But before we started recording, we had Geek Dad, which is Chris, and Geek Dad Life, which is Jay, arguing about lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So.
Listen, I mean, if you want to buy knockoff stuff on Amazon, I'm sure you can get it for a really cheap price. But you know,
just these are Sylvania lights.
Yeah, Sylvania, so, which is like the stuff you get at CVS when you can't go to a proper store and get, you know, G&E bulbs. I get fair it. Enough. Fine.
That's fine.
G&E.
No, these are not Hue light bulbs, as Jay was asking before we started. These are actually Sylvania light bulbs, which are HomeKit enabled, no hub required, which is fantastic.
Where's the stripper pole? Over there? Oh, okay.
Now,
the red. The red, like the reddish.
Oh, okay.
It gives it like a
purplish pink is what I was seeing.
Okay. Oh, I can do that too. Hang on. Hey Siri, turn the lights on to purple.
There we go. Okay, purple it is.
That's not
okay.
Bad.
Purple it is.
But the thing,
I was already on purple
or not, but I think I like about the Hue lights is you can have a lot of like preset things where you can like take a picture and then I'll recreate.
Yeah, that is cool.
On the picture.
The Hue lights are pretty cool in that sense that you can literally take any color from any like source and match it up. I mean, the cool thing with this here, it gives you, you know, the gradient thing. We can go back and do the same thing, but the Hue lights are pretty cool in the sense that it allows you to, like, if you have, you know, art on the wall, you can match the color of the artwork, et cetera, which is
cool. And then the other cool thing is you can actually do animations. So like if you have like you can do fireworks or
that's awesome. Other
things, and like you can stay your
doing. These do not do that.
All right, guys, I think that does complete the show.
Yes. people don't like to keep a tight shit. I run a tight ship. None of this 2-hour, 3-hour
shit. I run a tight shit.
Yeah. Well, we know, yeah. Have
tight shits as well.
Well, I just want to say real quick before we sign off here, Chris and I had a little debate who was drunk in at that Comic-Con right here. And here's look at this photo.
You were the drunkest.
You were drunk. I remember that.
Yeah. Tell me, in this photo, who do you think is the drunkest? And I'll move out of the way here.
Here, listen.
Oh, the photobomb picture. That's the infamous photobomb.
That's when you're being nice, Jack. You should show the after picture where you're basically collapsing on the ground.
Jack, I think the person that's holding you up.
Yeah.
I died that day.
Remember they had that little breathalyzer test in the bar, and like he kept trying to do it, but he couldn't like get his mouth on the straw.
Was there a breathalyzer test in there?
Yeah, there's like a wall.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you don't remember it.
Well, you know, it sucks. It's not my fault. People go, "Hey, can I buy you a drink?" And you don't want to be rude, right? When people say, sure. "Hey, can I buy you a drink?" And it's like at some point I go, "Hey, people need to stop buying me drinks."
The thing people don't realize is like your arms are around us because we're holding you upright. Like if we weren't
Not right here. I think like Nick said, I'm pretty sober at this point.
And that picture, the later picture, not so much.
No. And as you can see, Nick was there, and so was Matt. So,
I mean, I was there, just not in that photo. my memory of that is I remember the back bar. She had two pitchers, like for beer, hung up on hooks, and it was like $9 a pint. And I said, "Well, how much is a pitcher of beer?" She said, $20. I said, "Well, give me a pitcher." And she goes, "Oh, okay. Nobody really orders pitchers." And I went, "Yeah." And she goes, "How many cups do you want?" And I went, "No, I just want the pitcher." She looked like I was out of my mind. I was like, "What? I can drink this."
Yeah, I think people were giving me shots of what was it? All right, I'll be honest. I'll come clean. I was fucked up. I was. I went home and I was walking because I stayed at my mom's house and I was just walking around the block. Walking around the block. And then we had our panel the next day. I was still hungover.
Yeah.
And I had to, it's one of those things where you have to be nice to people. Uh-huh. You know,
and if you like, don't realize that Jack tries to make it seem like I'm the jerk in public, but really Jack's the jerk in real life. I'm the kind soul in real life.
Someone's a better actor.
A lot of people in the chat just wanted to say, hey, Jay's here. Yes, Kayla, I am here. Who else? Jane, hello.
They're not saying it like, oh, good, Jay's here. It's like, oh, Jay's here.
Yeah. So if I'm the George of the show, Jay is definitely the
Kramer.
Like, he's the guy that shows up unannounced. You're like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you're
– I pull it off. I'm like, ah.
Maybe you're Newman, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's more of a Newman.
He's Newman. Yeah. Just randomly shows. You're like, Hello, Jay. So, what are you watching, Jay?
What?
What are you watching on TV?
Right now? Like, this very moment?
No, not this moment. Just like
Perry Mason. Loving Perry Mason.
Nick hasn't watched it, so don't spoil him.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. No, I finished Dark. So.
And that's it, really. I haven't had much time to watch TV, but Perry Mason is one. Padres are the other. 4-1, first in the NL West.
Yeah, hopefully we finish it, because the other day we had really bad news where the Marlins, 14 players and coaches tested positive, and they're not even playing this week.
Here's the thing, but like Florida's going to Florida, okay? So just
– I get that, but you have teams that are going to have to go back down there and play.
What happened? What happened to Boston?
Don't know. It happened to him last week too. He just kind of bowed out at the last second.
This is my internet is down right now.
Oh, what the fuck, Boston? You didn't call me first.
StreamYard Mobile, right? Does StreamYard not work mobile?
Wait, last week you called me first. I don't get a call.
He called me first last week.
Yeah. I think he called me first.
He knows I answer. I know technology.
For those that are asking why I am here, Matt is out this week. So they asked.
Matt has family in town. We didn't ask. We said, if you want to join us, you can. Make it sound like we were begging you.
You weren't begging me. Listen, there's a Padre game starting in 5 minutes. I can leave.
But anyway, we're talking about the Marlins, and I just think that I just don't see how baseball is going
to
finish.
I know, but I'm just trying to think positive. It's been really nice watching baseball.
It has
been. Is your router like in the attic or underneath your home?
You guys get a tour of my basement.
I think you spent too much money on lights.
Yeah, instead of getting the new lights, you should invest in a Netgear Orbi.
I like how the brightness of the phone makes my camera darker.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well,
the light bulbs caused it.
Has Chris answered the fact that he didn't call me?
Jack's pissed because you didn't call him.
You called me first last week.
Yeah, he's all butthurt. He's butthurt now. Like, Chris didn't like me.
I don't care. Fuck off.
But last time I tried to FaceTime Jack, I think he didn't realize how to do it.
No, hold on. I'm professional. I have my phone on silent, and I have it over here, so I didn't see it. Because I don't want Matt to yell at me. You know, Matt can be. Matt's so nice.
Matt's trying to watch a concert upstairs, and she's freaking out, sending me texts saying, "Please send help and fix the internet."
What is she trying to watch? Anyway.
Anyway, but
I can't hear you if you're talking.
Oh,
it's okay.
Okay,
I have to narrate. This would be a descended head. I think Perry Mason's really good. I've watched Hamilton like 100 times. Baseball.
Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
Show my Hamilton.
I saw it.
Why is Boston?
Hamilton actually joined the Patriots and opted out of the Revolutionary War.
Season 4 of the Clone Wars, though.
Ooh, season 4. Still not the final season yet. But here's the thing. Like,
dude, I just watched it really – I'm literally jumping into the middle of a conversation you guys are probably having, but I just watched a really cool episode of the Clone Wars. I was impressed by it.
Which one? Was it Mortis?
Which one?
That Mortis?
It was a series of them. So it was the one where Anakin gets called back and that Jedi general dude who was – truly a separatist.
Oh, yeah. General Cluck.
Anyway, he sends all the clones in to kill each other and shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And then really the kidnapping one, which I'm in the middle of, where they go to that. What's Ahsoka Tano's race?
Tartugan?
well, whatever her race is. They go to her planet, and that, yeah, that planet's being taken over by the Separatists, and they're all riding their fucking speed bikes, and Ahsoka's like jumping around, like battling people and shit on a bike. Yeah. It was just awesome, a really cool sequence.
Yeah,
I'm digging it. It's getting better. It's getting.
Oh yeah, continually gets better with each season.
It's yeah, like, I mean, season 7 is so good, and then
to watch it now because I actually care about it. It's good.
And then Ralph, who is assumably a huge Star Wars fan, he's on my Geek Dad live show once a week, and he still hasn't seen the final season, and it just blows my mind because the final season is some of the best Star Wars of all time.
I like how everyone in the chat's going, this is so entertaining with Chris just being shit out of luck and me holding up my phone.
So it's going to be great for the people who watched it live.
Oh, no.
Wait, StreamYard doesn't have an app, right? It's just a web-based thing.
Yeah, but it's web-based. You should be able to do it on your phone.
Yeah, just click on the link in Facebook that we got. Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, but you could. Copy the link out of Facebook and then put it in Google. And then if you have Google on your phone, like yeah, Google Chrome. Yeah. Oh, you paused me. Hit asshole.
That's what happens when you work at Apple. You think that only Apple things exist, and you
whoa! Allegedly,
work at Apple. Yeah. He has a LinkedIn, doesn't he? I mean, you just like look at his LinkedIn profile.
Hey, look.
We don't have that many stalkers other than Kayla.
He's not a stalker. She's family. Don't even.
Totally stalker.
Alexander Hamilton. So yeah, I have access to all of Matt's photos.
See?
Boom. Boom, bam, surprise. Boom, bam, surprise. Anyway, tomorrow on Geek Dad Live, we're going to simulcast the live show. It's going to be streaming live on Facebook and YouTube at the same time. I'm really excited about the multi-stream. So
that you only came on the show to promote?
No. I'm just saying I'm really excited about it because I don't know if you've seen any of my live shows. I've been putting in some cool transitions, some cool tech that I thought I could share with you guys so that you can start.
I've watched a few episodes.
Just trying to help you all out. Help with your.
Oh, let's bring Nickernet in.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Chris is back.
Damn, that camera looks good. Look at that.
Yeah, it actually looks better than the other one.
Yeah, this looks great.
It's the phone.
Well, it looks better.
Yeah, better. Everybody knows the cameras on IMAX are trash.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Dorn has something. He says, baseball Florida really effed up the Phillies. The rumor is the whole Marlins team went to an adult entertainment center in Atlanta after scrimmaging against
you, Jack. You're even a better producer than Matt now. Matt never did this, bringing in the quotes here.
It's holy crazy. Shit. How did you do that?
Yeah.
You guys don't do this regularly? What are you guys doing on this channel?
Matt, we let Matt take control, and Matt, he's usually drunk by now.
I got
another bee's knees. Randy says, were you surfing your front yard today, Jack? Yeah, we had another flood today. So my son who said, their first building, I said, this is not going to, this. What are they going to do with the rainwater? It was a major concern for me, and it's proven that I was right. I mean,
the thing is they, because I picked up Alex today and I was over there and they're putting all those sandbags there, but it's like,
did you ever
take some engineering or physics classes? This is not going to work.
And I was telling my wife, I said, I don't know what they're doing here. They're wasting their time with these sandbags. It's not going to work.
But one single row of sandbags, like that's going to stop torrential.
Well, what they don't get is they don't know that it comes down like a river, a raging river. So today, if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen the video. It's day two, and all the sandbags are floating down the street, and they're blocking the drain, and literally flooding our neighbor's house. I mean, it's
saw that. That's
so. So I ran out there. Then my daughter Heather ran out there, and we're pulling. One bag was so sucked into the drain. When I pulled it out, all the sand spilled out of the. So we're throwing the bags out, and I guess their garage, their whole backyard was literally flooded because it wasn't going down the drain. It was going down their yard. And since it slopes a little bit, we're lucky. I mean, we did have we have a lot of mud in our driveway. But these guys, they spent 3 to 4 hours a day. They cleaned up all the mud from yesterday. And I go, what a waste of time. It's going to be back today. And I kept looking at the thing, and I go, this is not going to work.
they haven't connected the road there, right? It's still kind of dirt. Like, what they should do is make a big kind of drain thing right there that
yeah.
funnels into the back. Are they doing that, or are they just going
to? No, no. What I said they should have done, I said what they should have done is not connect the road. Just put a giant drain there, because the way they have and the road, I know the people listening at home can't see this, but it's like the road is like 2 inches lower than the curb. So when the rain comes around, it just rushes right by the drains, and they have the drains in the wrong spot. It literally comes down, because before we had trees there, and it just absorbed the water. Now it's a fucking nightmare. And like I said, our neighbors, their whole garage was flooded because it was just flowing. It was their garage wasn't shut all the way,
right?
And it just they have mud in there. They have they watch like TV. They watch like sports events in there and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have all these, furniture in there. It's all
the resale value.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous. It's just in the backyard.
I would sue the builders.
Yeah.
I would
Jay, you were talking about that pond they're building is at the top.
That's what I'm saying is you should sue the builders and then.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you were saying how it was going to overflow that way into our backyard.
I know.
That's if we have because that storm's coming up the coast. If we have that
again,
it's a nightmare.
Sue the builder before they leave.
Well, they're not done yet.
So I'm saying, but I'm saying sue now, because I guarantee what's going to happen is you guys aren't going to sue now.
Oh, no, I'm suing.
Until you die, I'm going to have to see a video on your Instagram showing this flooding when you could have just sued now and gotten it taken care of.
Well, I'm against suing most of the time.
Yeah, you like complaining, but not actually fixing anything.
Well, because, sometimes...
What if we sue you for the mental anguish of the continued bitching we're going to ensue from you not
suing? Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great idea. It's fantastic.
I think I want to fucking sue.
Where are you at now?
He's in his basement.
I'm in my basement trying to reset my internet.
For some reason, he puts his router behind the sheetrock.
It's at the neighbor's house.
this is not the router. This is the Verizon ONT box, which everything gets connected to. So,
are you on Fios?
Yeah.
Is the basement flooded?
What's your speed throttle at?
Why did we bring Jay on the show?
Oh, I only worked for a fiber optic company. Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying you're like a show killer.
I'm just asking a question. I couldn't.
Nobody cares about this. Fine, you come on here, you promote your podcast.
I pay for a gigabit, but I get like $750.
That's about normal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think I pay for a gig and I get 920.
Yeah. What do you have? Do you have Google Fiber?
No, I have AT&T Fiber.
I get 120, 121.
But this is also like an old school ONT system, which is
something more awesome. Thanks,
Nick. Same here. Like the AT&T one is ancient, but I bypass their modem and just use the Netgear Orbi. That's
what I do. I literally exact same setup.
So then why is yours all getting fucked up? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Unless you have a low light. If it's in the 700s, you could have a low light problem from your fiber optic cable coming in. You might want to have them, like, check your light.
Yeah, check your light.
No light.
Probably should.
Light. Yeah, check your light. It's so bright, I got to wear shades.
Sorry. Little inside.
It's just coming right out of Jack.
Can I just say that?
No, you've already killed really the show. You've killed the show enough as it is.
About Nick's new car that he's getting, because I think the new Broncos look so fucking cool.
And you did get the Bronco? You were one of the people that got it before they were sold out?
No, he missed out on the limited edition one.
Actually,
it's growing on me. I kind of want
one. All right, so they originally announced that the first editions are only going to be 3,500, but because the demand was so great, they upped it about 5 days ago to 7,000.
So you get that one?
We're working as hard as we can with all of our connections to get one.
Did OJ get one?
I don't think they make it in all white. So
okay, because I think they should give OJ one.
But yeah, I'm definitely
just give him one.
Definitely going to get the first edition. You know, with a 35-inch.
It comes with gloves in the glove compartment. It means just.
It's really cool. Again, I'm years away from buying a car again. But whenever that day comes, or maybe there'll at least be like maybe some used ones or like a year old used ones that I can pick up. But I think it's a really cool car.
I don't get it. I don't get the love for the Bronco. I just look at it and go, eh.
Well, cool. I've always been a Land Rover guy. Like I had a D90 for like 6 months. My dad sold it. And then I've been trying to get one for like a decade now, but they're always like $100,000. I'm like, I'm not paying $100,000 for a 20-year-old vehicle. And
I agree. So
when the rumors came out, that the Bronco was going to come back, you know, I was seeing all the concept art and all this. And so I slowly over the last year worked my dad up going like, hey, this is something we might take a look at. So when the pictures dropped of what this would look, I was like, oh, we're getting one. And it's in orange. And of course, you know, that's all it takes for my dad. It's like, it's Tennessee orange. Like, oh, we got to have it. So,
hey, can I just sidetrack you guys here? Is Chris the only one that loses weight every time he podcasts? Because literally he has not stopped moving since
it's the lights. It's the pink shirt that matches the lights. Yeah.
Okay. He just has been moving and moving and moving.
I need to stream with my iPhone camera because goddamn, Chris looks fantastic right now.
Doesn't he? He does. He looks kind of like Mr. Clean right there with the arms crossed.
Look at that.
That's why he was a Lego model back in the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true. And
that is how you see it.
And underoos. Yeah.
I never did the underoo modeling. I did have them, but never modeled.
Are you sure? You just want to claim it?
Yeah.
Sure. Because there is a webcam shortage, and Colleen and I share this one webcam here.
There's an app that you can get. I forgot what it is, but essentially you can just plug your phone in to your computer and utilize the camera.
I need to do that because I still have an iPhone 8. Like I'm still rocking a pretty, I guess it's 3 years old at this point, but
yeah, you're not helping us. Doc, go get the iPhone 11. Let's go chop, chop.
No, I just wait a couple months.
I'm just, I ride my tech until it dies. Like it's been paid off. It still works just fine. Like it's a perfectly fine phone.
You ride your tech until it dies. You know, you're still talking about your phone, right?
How's the battery holding up?
His wife.
Great. It's a plus. So the battery is insane anyway. I can go 2 days on.
I think Jack just made a dick joke that nobody heard.
It's fine.
Well, you two are having your conversation, and Jack and I are having our conversation. Yeah, yeah.
So. That's like the third time. Thanks, Nick.
But anyway, but it still works. Like I did all my videos for Geek Dad Life with this thing. Speaking of which.
Oh my God! Dude, why don't you buy commercial time on this damn our website?
Everyone here has probably seen it or something. They probably follow me on Facebook or something. It's nothing new. I'm just doing it to get you guys riled up.
I don't care.
Go Fry made a good comment.
There's also a microphone shortage. My wife has been using my USB webcam for podcasting. Works way better than her MacBook. Built in, yes. But there are, or at least Blue has managed to keep their Yetis well stocked because I've had a few friends pick up the Blues.
Yeti, isn't that like a
bottle? The Yeti is what Chris used to have. It looked like a penis that he used to always use.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yes.
But I did switch to the Rodecaster Pro recently, and this thing is awesome. It's a great sound.
Well, the microphone that I usually use, which is this guy right, is again some no name brand that I got. It came with like a bunch of stuff, came with an articulating arm and shit, and it works. I think sounds great.
But you have a good
when you're here.
You have like just a good voice. I don't. I have like a whiny, reedy voice, so I need a good microphone to make my voice sound better. No, it's okay. I acknowledge my shortcomings.
No, you don't have.
Keeping it to an hour, and I mean it.
Sometimes I notice I have the whiny voice. I go, when did I come up with the whiny voice? I think you just rubbed off on me.
No, you have a whiny voice.
I never had one before. It's just like.
Now you think it's a nature or nurture kind of thing, Jay, maybe you inherited it from Jack?
Probably.
He had it first.
Here's the thing. Like San Diego people, we don't really have – we're all kind of high-pitched voice people. I don't think there's like – it's not really a low-pitch.
You think that's why surfers change their voice because they want they don't want
to. Yeah, you gotta like, oh yeah, totally.
Got some gnarly waves, man.
Yeah, like, instinctually, it's pretty whiny.
So wasted. Yeah. So they don't want to be like Jay.
I am an FBI agent.
Yeah, Hawaiian. So that's not Californian.
I listen
to a lot of Californians, and they have kind of whiny voices. I'm just saying.
You know why? Because most Californians are from the East Coast.
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Yeah, I think well, that's where they came from.
I've married into Eastern, Northeastern people.
That's high pitch.
Hold on. Long Island is barely Northeastern. I'm just saying.
Compared to where I am now.
It's Northeast of Raleigh.
Yeah.
No,
the Long Island pitch, tonality, accent.
Oh, no. Long Island's its own beast.
New England.
But they do that weird thing that you guys do as well. Like they say saw something as sore something, which is like, where the fuck did the R come from?
Is Long Island the Karen capital of the world? Should we see?
No.
They're not the leaders in Karens.
No. They're the leaders in assholes, but not Karens.
Now, do you think that the Karen, because some of these things they can't be real. They're real. I saw one the other day. This lady pulled some sage plant out of someone's yard, and the lady said, "Hey, can you not pull?" And she was calling her a racist, and she's different stuff.
For people that actually have worked retail and cared about working in retail, like with the public, it's real. There's like so many assholes.
Oh yeah.
And so no, it's totally real. 100%. The worst one I had is I had a lady that was like flinging her fingers and hands and everything in my face. I told her, I was like, if you come close to my face again, and we had a private police in our mall, I was like, I'm calling the police and I'm having you trespass from this building.
I just would have said, I will kick your ass
in my face. And I was just like, and I had the cops on speed dial on the red zone phone. I was like, click. And then they took her out and then trespassed her from the building.
My favorite one is when I first bought the mailbox, et cetera. And this lady came in, and the previous owner had messed up her self-inking stamp. I don't know if they even have those anymore, but they were big in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, they still got
it. And she goes, let me check. She goes, look, can I speak to the manager? I was a fucking owner. I told her, I can't even be the manager. I go, you think so?
My
you
favorite
think,
line, though.
You think That's so little? You think so little of me that you think I'm just an employee?
That's the best.
I own the place, and she goes, yeah, I don't care. I go, okay, let me get the manager. Here I am. I don't think she ever came in the store again. But I was like, come on, man.
Because that's my favorite line, or at least being the manager on the floor, is like, can I speak to your manager? Like, I am the manager. Now, what would you like? Who's your boss? I was like, well, there's always a boss of somebody, but I'm the highest boss you're going to see today. So how can I help you?
Steve Jobs, but he passed away. You don't want to end up like him.
Now we got two Chris's.
Oh, there we go.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, internet back.
Just like you.
Yeah. I used to like when people would call the store and say, yeah, who'd you speak to? Oh, it was a woman. I go, do you know her name? And they go, no. I go, because we don't have a woman working here. It's just me.
Well, you do have a high-pitched voice, Jack. So maybe
that's true. I forgot. But, you know, but it's California. Everybody has a high-pitched voice.
It's true. It's very true. Another one of my favorites is somebody just like, he sat on one of the tables. And I was like, oh, hey, can I help you? And he's like, I want a fucking iPod. I'm like, all right, well, sir, this is a family store. If I could just ask you, you know, please keep, you know, language family friendly. He's like, I want a fucking yellow. And I was like, well, I would be happy to help you, but only if you get off this table.
I think you're instigating these people to
be and stop, you and know, using swear words.
It's the whiny voice.
Yeah, I think you're just.
And then he went, I want a fucking yellow iPod right now. I'm like,
right.
Okay.
Fucking now.
Well, you can leave because I've asked you several times now, and nobody in this building is going to help you.
That's not good customer service.
And if you don't leave, I'm going to call the cops and have them ask you.
Why is your answer always calling the cops?
Because there's eventually, I didn't put up with them. If they're going to be dicks, I was just like,
I did do that once, roughing.
We have computers, or you can just pick up one and smack him in the head with it.
I mean,
you know. Again, the cops would show up, and then they'd like, you know, he ran away because I was like, I'm going to get the phone. And then he ran away. But that's usually what it is. But
I did have this roughing one time. I threatened to call the cops because we had this one parent. God, the guy was nuts. Literally, he's just nuts. He used to help coach. I would tell the hockey director, can you not have him on the bench coaching? He's literally nuts. His kid is nuts. He's nuts. And he was screaming at us one time during a game. I said, dude, I turned to him. I go, one more word out of you, and I'm going to throw you out of the building. And he goes, I go, you're gone. He goes, I'm not leaving. I go,
technically, that's not fair.
I got on the radio, and I go, call the police so I can have this guy thrown out. And he goes, you're bluffing. I go, no, I'm not. I go, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go, it's either the police or I come over there and take you out.
It's like parenting. It's like you have to follow through on your threats at least a few times, so that way people know you're legit. You know,
it's like today I went from having zero grand. I was supposed to have like 2 weeks off from babysitting. All of a sudden Wednesday I got three grandkids. I went from zero to three, mm-hmm. and all day today I'm like going, all right, if you don't stop doing that. In fact, at one point, I tried with your son. I said, because I had to change his diaper. And he's like, no, no, no. I'm like, come on, Alex. Come on. Come on, buddy. Help Papa out here. And he goes, nope. And I call him a little surfer dude because he looks literally like he's definitely got California blood in him. He's got the flowing hair, which I'm jealous of. And he's tan. And I go, look, surfer dude. I go, I'm going to call your dad. He looks at me. He just goes,
do it.
He just looked at me. So I get on the phone. I go, yeah, Alex's dad. I go, can you tell him he's got to get his diaper changed? And he was in a plastic car that he was pedaling around. He looked at me and said, whatever, fuck off. And he just pedaled away. I go, come on, please let me change your diaper.
He's not going to put up with that. He knows that's fake.
You know what works every time?
A mask.
Just wait till he falls asleep, put on a scary mask, and
don't
then just
do that. Yeah. He was up all last night thinking there was a monster in his room.
We had an octopus.
That's what you do. You say, if you don't behave, the monster might come and find you in your sleep. And then he's like, oh, shit.
They all played well together because they ranged from – how old's Alex? He's over two.
He's three. Almost two and a half, I think.
Two and a half. Granddaughter is almost two, and my grandson is 10 months old, and he's just now standing on his own, but he wanted to play with him so bad, and he's like running around, and he just couldn't quite keep up with him. And then we have this box of blocks at Jay's, used to be at Jay's house, where they dropped it off at our house. So Ava's on there, she's playing, and then Hayden, the youngest one, comes over there, puts his hands on there, and she kept taking his hand. I go, no, Ava, no, you can share the blocks. You can share the, and I go, no, Ava. And she goes, no. Back to me. I go, no, no. And she goes, no. I go, no, 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 we're not playing this game. I go,
Hardy kind of
no, thing. Yeah. But luckily, my oldest daughter was there after she had a meeting for her school district because they're doing online teaching again. And but luckily, she came back because I was like going, okay. I'm not.
Well, you know, you could just like, I don't know, freaking actually be the parent I know you can be, and just like actually.
No, that's not my job to be the parent. I'm the grandparent.
But this is where it's the level of bullshit is to a degree that I don't even understand, because our grandparents, my grandparents, while they did spoil us as grandparents do, they wouldn't let us get away with murder. Like, there's no way Grandma Bill.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, well, you're talking about my mom, who's the original Karen.
And even Papa Jack, like, sure, he was pretty soft.
Oh, there's no way my dad got angry with you guys.
Because one, I was an amazing kid, first of all. Second of all, he did not let Kayla do whatever she wanted.
With Jay, you just threw some food in front of him and he was fine.
Exactly. You gave him a box of better cheddar. Now we just go sit on the couch and eat the better cheddar for like 6 hours. It was perfect.
No, but my dad didn't.
I was trying to find better cheddars the other day and I couldn't find better cheddars. Are they not around anymore?
I've heard of better cheddars.
You're on mute, Nick.
Yeah, Boston.
Chris, mute. Okay. So I just unmuted myself. Fuck better cheddars. What? You need to get Cheez-Its.
I like, don't get me wrong, I like Cheez-Its, but I think I like better cheddars better.
you're out of your fucking mind.
I just,
better cheddars are not superior to the Cheez It.
I'm not saying it's superior. I'm just saying I personally.
Knowing my dad cheddar probably bought the better cheddars because they were cheaper than the Cheez Its.
Taking a drink or something. And taking a dump.
Next thing you know, you're going to be saying you're going to be crushing some Hydrox or some shit.
Whoa. That, going back to my dad. My dad bought Hydrox because my oldest daughter loves Oreo cookies. She wouldn't eat the Hydrox. She wouldn't eat them. She goes, these aren't Oreos.
Yeah, Randy says versus. We already did a versus about cookies, and Matt got his panties in a bunch.
No. I got it. Let's do a versus on cookies, and we all pick grandma's cookies. Grandma's.
Wait, that was his pick? No. He picked his grandma's cookies?
Yeah.
No, exactly. Best cookie, and he had this whole buildup of like, you know how when you go visit your grandma, and she makes these homemade cookies, and like, we're just like, you can't pick grandma's homemade cookies.
Wait, nope. How about we pick grandma's chocolate chip cookies, grandma's homemade oatmeal cookies, grandma. So we pick. We all have grandma's cookies, just to piss Chris off. I mean, Matt off. What do you think?
Says grandma's peanut butter cookies.
I'll make a fake versus.
Just post it like we had. I didn't get what you're getting at first, Jack, but I think it's a fucking phenomenal idea.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. So I'll post a fake versus, and they're all grandma cookies.
Yeah.
He's like, he always said homemade cookies. Like, well.
So it's going to be grandma's homemade cookies.
Not going to see, because people are saying they've never even heard of better cheddars. Like, maybe
they haven't heard of better cheddars.
I've heard of them because I know that my kids complain they want Cheez-Its.
In all reality, I actually think that better cheddars are delicious.
Wait, who said that?
I did.
You dick.
Because my dad was he could stretch a penny.
But here's Nick.
Yeah, because he was tilting his camera back. I think he needed to take a dump or something like that. He was getting to the point of.
So yeah. I've been checking my speed test ever since I got my internet back up.
Mm-hmm.
No happiness over here.
Is your wife's concert back on?
It is.
Well, let me do it.
What concert is she watching?
Dave Matthews has been doing live, not live, but broadcasts of old concerts every.
Well, how many times has she seen Dave Matthews? I mean, it's like every week she's watching it.
I mean, in person, probably 50s, 40s.
Okay.
We were supposed to be out in San Diego this week, actually, or last week. I can't remember what it was.
You going to be at Comic-Con with us this year?
No. We were supposed to, was it this week or actually is it next month? I can't remember what. I'm sorry.
It was the week after Comic-Con, I believe.
We booked a trip for the two of us. We're leaving the kids behind. We're going to be hanging out with my buddy.
Just the two of us?
Who lives in San Diego, and we're going to be driving up to the amphitheater up north somewhere. I forgot where it was, but they're doing like a three-night show. We're going to go see him a couple nights, but unfortunately, due to
the pandemic,
due to the unfortunate circumstances of COVID-19, we were unable to fly to, actually, we could have flown, but we couldn't go to the concert because they didn't have it. So we are reinvesting that money to go to the Gorge next year.
Oh, you'll like that.
Yeah. Excited.
One of the few, like you need. Everybody needs to go to the Hollywood Bowl, the Gorge, Red Rocks, the Ryman in Nashville.
Red Rocks is
unbelievable, man. Like that experience was on my like bucket list.
You take some chewables. I hear with you.
Oh no, I just smoked a fucking huge ass joint because it was actually my first legal marijuana purchase.
Oh, that's right, it's legal there. I forgot.
That was the first dispensary I've ever gone to, and I think I've probably told the story before. I do this all the time, but like I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Like you know, I'm in this store. It's like the Toys R Us of weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the ladies working there, and they call them bud tenders. I was like, I gotta go talk to a fucking bud tender. This is weird. And I look at her. I go, honestly, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing here. Like, this is overwhelming because you have like a wall of weed. Like,
those places are amazing. I mean, Jay, you've never been in one, right?
Mm-mm, and no. I'll tell you though, but like, you know, since then, I've actually had a proper education on all of it. I've got my I've got my
you're an expert at it now.
Oh no, I've got my medical card here in Massachusetts, and I can.
Chris takes people on tours.
His little tractor with the trailer.
Yeah. I said to her, I'm like, here's the deal. I've only just like smoked whatever was available to me in high school and college, and I don't know anything about different strains. And she's like, well, let's go through the catalog, shall we? I'm like,
They're very helpful.
She's like, this one's this one's that. She goes, this one here is called Durban Poison, and this is also known as the espresso of marijuana. I'm like, that's the one.
Yeah,
I want that one.
When we went to California one the first time, and it's like, I walk up there. I could, look, I'm old. I'm not an expert on marijuana and stuff like that. And I got a high pitched voice. I don't want something that's going to freak me out. I want something
only on helium.
I want to be relaxed. I don't want to be. And the guy goes, "Well, this." I go, "You sure?" He goes, "I'm on it right now." He goes,
yeah.
I said, "Okay." I go, "You seem pretty calm." Because, like I said, so, yeah, we like the ones that. Because actually, my wife likes it, and she's a prude, and. The sleeping ones, because they actually I've never slept better than when I had those. Never.
Wait, does Jay know his mother's a drug addict?
She's a lot worse than a drug addict, so I could
no, she's very anti anything fun, right? Would you say?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Yeah, I said
this. She didn't used to be that way.
But for no other reason than to somehow keep up appearances for no one. Like, it's just like, who are you trying to prove yourself to?
So this brand here is awesome. They're local in Massachusetts, but it's called Vibe. VYB. Mm-hmm. And they have like four or five different types of gummies, and they call them the curated cannabis experience. So they are different strains and oils that they use in them. This one here is called Peak. So it's kind of like the best way I can describe it is it's like the Ritalin of weed. This one here. And they have a crowd favorite on my vacation.
Where's the cheering?
What?
I'm cueing Jay for the cheering. Say crowd favorite.
Oh, yeah. Crowd favorite on my vacation. It was the same brand called, it was called Boost. And it was like, You don't take those if you want to go to bed, because it's like, you know.
Like, oh, it gives you energy. I could have used that today.
Yeah.
I was on 2 hours sleep, and man, those kids were.
Yeah. So those are sativa based strains.
I know that because we actually got someone. I said, is there something that's going to just kind of really knock me out? And he goes, this one, but you want to probably cut it up in twos or fours. One day, my back was killing me, so I said, "You know what? I'm gonna take the." I was at my mom's house. I'm gonna take the whole thing. And my mom has her room is right there to the bathroom. You can't get to the bathroom without passing her room. And I was higher than a kite. She's trying to talk to me. I'm like going, and of course, when my mom's talking, you just listen, and because. You know, but I remember being higher in a kite going, I don't know. I have no clue what you're saying. I'm so spaced out. I just want to pee.
So
Matt, can you let?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
What's interesting, hey, I haven't eaten, or I mean, I haven't smoked marijuana in I don't know how long.
It's I don't like it. I don't like it anymore.
So, but I did buy a couple of these. I haven't used them yet, but these are kind of cool. I don't know why this is like a weed show and tell. Weird.
It's more interesting than the light one. The light.
These are kind of cool, right? So this is actually like a pre-packed little. They call them chillums. So you can see there's a little bit in there.
Yeah.
And
you pull the plug off the other side and you light it up.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I haven't even tried it yet, because I literally haven't smoked weed in probably I don't know how long it's been, but yeah, it's $9 for one of these. Like, you can't go wrong.
I start, man, like,
that's a bargain.
You put up Will Fry's comment there. Like, I know I've said this before. Like, the first time I went to the dispensary here in Colorado, I couldn't get over how professional it was, because you know you show up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a doctor's office. I had to give my license. You know, I was in a queue. And then when I went back in the back, you know, I just sat down like a little booth there, and the guy was like, "So, what are you looking for? You're looking for like a body buzz, a head buzz? Like, how long you want it to last? Like, what kind of feeling do you want?" And they literally just narrow it down
to what you want in the dosage. Awesome. And it's like, I was like, whoa.
This and that's the cool thing about it now. Like, I mean, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, it was a sin. Like, it was a sin. And you just got like, you got different types of weed. It was like, you know, you just got stoned. Like now you literally go in with the prescribed, like, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And you get what you want.
I remember I got pretty cool back in the 80s. I got pulled over. I had weed in the car. Oh. I had it stuffed back in the behind this, and I'm like, oh my god, oh
yeah,
my
probably stank up your car.
I had it double bagged, so I was, you know, hoping, but I was like, and he let me go with a warning, but I was like, oh my god, thank god, because I had the weed in the car. I didn't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but that's it. Jay, you've never partaken.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Never.
Wait, you've never had smoked weed before?
Nope.
Really?
You've never smoked weed with Willie?
Nope. Never. I've never ingested a drug. I've only drinking booze.
Well, the alcohol's worse than the.
And
you never looked at the back of a $20 bill on
weed.
Nope.
Devil's lettuce.
You never dropped acid and walked through Comic-Con? What the hell's wrong with you?
No. So honestly, here's the thing.
Now you got to stay sober when you're at Comic-Con.
I couldn't do that.
I don't like not being in control. In general, I'm a pretty relaxed person anyway, so yeah. I don't need to be more relaxed. I don't need.
I use it for the. It's the best medicine for if you're in pain.
The beauty of my life as I have lived it is I never really played a lot of sports, so my body's still in pretty good shape. Like, I haven't beaten the shit out of it. I don't have aches and pains all over. So, you know, I'm kind of right in the medium.
I fought it. I fought it.
What? You said it. What? I missed it.
Well, I didn't want to say it because it's not PC anymore to say.
It's not PC. It's pussy.
It's fine. That's fine.
And I had a flashback to the 70s. I apologize for anyone who was offended by that.
I don't need drugs to.
There's something to be said about it. Yeah, like, I mean, I in college, I played rugby for 4 years. My shoulders are fucked. Mm-hmm. So when I fell in my basement a couple of years ago, I just re-aggravated old injuries to my shoulders. My knees are shot too from playing rugby and playing mm-hmm. baseball in high school. Like, you're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, like, and Jack, I encourage you to do this as well. And Nick, anybody really, I've been getting way into yoga. Like, yoga is fucking amazing.
You're on mute, Nick.
He's reading, I think, to himself.
Oh, okay.
But yoga is amazing. What it can do for you, you know, mind and body. Like, I've started and stopped doing yoga, but I'll tell you, when I do yoga, I've never felt better. When the aches and pains, body, you know, the joints, the whole nine, like all that. It's incredible. So
I'll try it, because I had to move like 20 sandbags today and my body is just killing me because they were all down our street.
Waterlogged too.
I was living in like 2 feet of water walking to get these damn back, you know, this damn shit out of the debris that was floating down there in the mud. But I'm in a lot of pain right now, but
yeah, there's varying different levels of yoga. You get like the crazy ass people who do all that, the hot yoga and all that shit. Like,
well, I want the hot yoga because I don't want the ugly yoga.
I can never do that, but I do at home. I do like the you guys probably heard of Beachbody, like the P90X, the company that does all mm-hmm. that shit. So we have.
I no longer have a Beachbody, so I can't do it.
Yeah, me neither. Trust me. But I do the Beachbody on demand. I think you pay like $80 a year. I don't know what it is. We have all that stuff that streams right to the television. So I do it every day. And my wife does all these crazy exercises every day. And she's, you know, super in shape. I'm not in shape, but I'm bendy.
I got to the point where I looked about a year ago, I go, oh my God, what happened? Because I used to at least keep myself, because I used to have to ref and stuff, so I would keep myself in shape. And I was like,
the problem is you're not active anymore, and you eat like shit. You have one of the worst diets.
What are you talking about? I have salad.
Bullshit. You will just.
I have salad all the time.
On top of your double quarter pounder.
Like, he will.
We don't need a lot of fast food
anymore. I swear to God, this man will like eat a full dinner and then go sit down and then get a bowl filled to the top with ice cream and just sit there and eat the whole goddamn.
I have not had ice cream in like 3 or 4 months.
And then he has jars of candy hidden in his little cupboards, and he'll pull out his little jar, and it's not like one specific. He just like pours the Mike and Ikes and the Gobstoppers, everything in one big bowl.
It's not Gobstoppers. You don't put Gobstoppers with a chewy candy.
There, you have fucking everlasting Gobstoppers.
I do, but you don't put the Gobstoppers in there.
Yeah, you want to break a tooth?
You know, anyway. I got a beef with Gobstoppers, right? So you think about the movie Willy? No, not the actual, but from the movie.
Oh,
so
right.
The, from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or Charlie Chocolate Factory. The everlasting Gobstopper.
You can suck them and suck them and suck them.
It looks incredible. I love the design of it.
If you put that fucker in your mouth, you're going to die.
Because well, it's a block of wood is what it is.
It looked like a mine that you're in a Navy yard, for Christ's sake. You try to suck on that thing, you're going to poke a hole through your roof of your mouth.
I got to agree with you on that one. Good.
I
got to meet Violet's dad one day in Pacific Beach. The guy that played Violet's dad.
Did you ask him about it?
I didn't ask him about the Gobstopper because his daughter drank the grape gum. She was the gum girl.
Right.
And she became the balloon.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry gum.
Blueberry gum.
It was the blue pie at the end of the dinner.
That's what it was. Yep.
So Kayla's in
the pie.
In the chat saying that she did the Beachbody as well. Turbo Fire Jam is how I got into him when I was 13. Yeah, dude, Beachbody is great. Like if you don't want to do the whole gym thing and you want to do it at home, it's actually super accessible. You need very little equipment, which is great. I did like the P90X3 for one cycle of that, and I dropped like
tons of weight. I watched the Shield one time. I'd never watched the Shield before, and on the treadmill, I would watch every episode of one episode of The Shield and just be on the treadmill. But those are that's just.
I just walk. I walk every morning for 2 miles, and that gets the blood flowing enough. And then I think it's getting blood flow in your body.
Your head is getting bigger. So what?
What my head? I have a gigantic melon. I don't want you to.
But it's getting bigger and bigger.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you guys do have big melons.
I tell people it's like I can never. I'm thankful I still have a head of hair. Because if I had to like shave my head, it would just look like Megamind. I just have a big fucking. It just goes out like this.
Speaking of people with big heads, you watch the Pottery Games, Mark Grant.
Let Chris finish his thought, and then you go.
Go ahead.
What's your?
It had to do with having a big head. So I go back to. I also have. You guys remember? I actually had a couple surgeries. I call them surgeries. They're more procedures.
Procedures.
Mm-hmm. I get these fucking bumps on my head, like these big ass like nodules. They're just. They call them wens or whatever, and they get them cut out, whatever. So I've always had them. It just happens. I don't know why. I'm not dirty. I wash my hair every day, which I probably shouldn't do.
Are they like cysts in your scalp or something?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So
your head needs to be any fucking bigger.
So I know, right? So summer of 2003. All right, so this is going back 17 years ago. I had just started dating Amanda, my wife. And it was when the Red Sox made it to the ALCS.
And 04?
What's that?
Red Sox
in 04, the 04 year?
03, the year that we lost.
Okay.
The year we lost.
Yep.
But it was the year that they did Cowboy Up. And that was like the thing for the Red Sox where Kevin Millar and all those guys, they all shaved their heads. They had the cowboy hats. And we went all in, me, my buddies and I. We shaved our fucking heads, right? So one night, I get off of work at the bar. I get off work at the bar. I come home. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. Let's go. Oh, shit. That fucking bump is huge. So meanwhile, and this is literally like the first month and a half of me dating my wife, and I'm sitting there, my girlfriend, now wife, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I have fucking devil horns on my head. Like, I'm like, Jesus
Christ. I'm Lucifer.
Fucked. And God bless her. She's upstairs watching the concert right now. She stuck with me through my terrible fucking bump on my head.
Does she consider it a mistake now, though?
Of course.
Yeah, you aren't doing marriage right if at different points throughout your marriage, like, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah. What the fuck am I doing with this guy? But no, she stuck by me. But I have since then never have I shaved my head since that day.
Nice.
Because I know I have a big ass fucking mission.
Well, at least you have a choice. I mean, that's cause I used to like when people go, why are you hanging on there for? What are you hanging on to? Just shave it. I go, yeah. Fuck you. You're not walking in my shoes. Shut the fuck up.
You should have told him. It's like, listen, if Phil Collins can hang on, I can hang on. Because that guy had a little strand.
Phil Collins should have done the Matthew McConaughey where he got plants.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That is true.
Matthew McConaughey got plants.
He did.
Doesn't need to do anything. Phil Collins is a man, or God amongst men.
He's Susu sure. Studio, so he can do whatever he wants.
All right, gentlemen, we're at 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
What are you talking about? It's 5:23.
5 minutes. Well,
we got 4.5 minutes.
It's 10:27.
Implants from his daughter's eyebrows because she has thick eyebrows, doesn't she?
Who has thick eyebrows?
Phil Collins' daughter.
I never referenced his daughter before. I don't know. I'm going to Google it.
I think she has thick. She's attractive. I mean, but she has thick eyebrows.
Now you're hitting on Phil Collins' daughter. I don't think it'd be.
Cool. I'm not hitting on anybody. I'm just saying.
Why are you body shaming?
Yeah. Why are you body shaming?
Body shaming.
She's adorable.
Phil Collins' daughter.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's an actress. She's been in.
But she does have some fucking
Lily Collins. Yeah.
I mean, she's not a. What's his name? She's not Scorsese, you know.
Listen, she's no Bonnie McMurray.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Scorsese, what he does, he's actually bald. He just combs his eyebrows over. He comes back. He's got some, it's like, you know, I do feel for him because I think I talked about this before. When you get older, it's like the ear hair, the eyebrows. It's like
the ear hair. Fucking ear hair. It sucks.
It's like, what the fuck? Why does it grow there and not on top of my head?
But the thing about ear hair that's so difficult, or at least for me, like I have to pluck them because if you cut them and they get little, you have ear hair stubble, which is the worst.
So sometimes I go, what the hell's on my? I go, Jesus Christ, that's longer than any hair I have on my head.
So I stopped using that. Boston, because I didn't like the ear hair stubble. It was like really fucking with me. So now I pluck my ear hairs.
Is that gross?
I hear it. it's like you're going through shag carpet there. It's like, no,
it sounds like a weed eater.
Sparks are coming out of there.
So you put it up your nose and it accidentally just grabs one at the wrong time, just rips it out. And you're like,
Can we talk about that too? Because nose hair, sometimes you wake up and you go, the hell? Why do I have an 18-inch nose hair? Where did it come from? It's like, what the fuck? It doesn't grow on my head, but I was like, what is on my what is this? I thought it was one of my wife's hair fell off, and I thought, no, it's attached to my nose.
Regardless of my age, I've always had fucking crazy eyebrow hairs. Like I get these rogue eyebrow hairs that just go bing, like they.
I used to have, normal eyebrows and now hair, and now it's like because I think it's just because it's compensating because I don't have anything on top of my head growing.
When I go to my barber, I usually go to like a different stylist every time I go there. It's like this awesome like old school barbershop.
Sports Clips.
A bunch of Lebanese dudes. They're fucking amazing.
Come Back to the Future?
No. That's Libyan.
I knew it started with an L.
he'll look at me. He'll give me one of those. Do you want me to take care of those? Yeah, motherfucker, take those off. Like, I can't see. Lebanese barbers
are where it's at. Like, if I could find a good look, because I watch, like, they show up on like Instagram, like the Lebanese barbers, and they do amazing fucking shit.
They do. I have the general haircut. Like, I'm not going anything crazy, but like these guys just do consistently do a great job, and they're known all. People come from all areas of the state to come with these guys. So. Mm-hmm. Just right here in Franklin, Massachusetts. Caesar's Barbershop. Give them a check out.
There you go.
Now you're being fucking Jay.
Final thoughts, everybody.
We can keep recording without Jay if you want. In the podcast, whatever you guys want to do. You guys make the call. Because I thought we were just getting warmed up. But if you want to stop, that's fine with me.
This is a great place to stop.
It is. Leave them wanting more. That's my policy. Leave them wanting
more. All right.
That's
just like your wife.
Yes.
Going at 13 years. Oh, today's our dating anniversary. Our 2007 to now. Is that 14 years? 13 years.
13 years. If you want to do your
new Colleen, year, thank you. 13 years of bliss.
You brave man.
Colleen, you can't see the video, but the look on his face right now, it says he's not telling the truth.
Is he in fucking pain? Is he having a heart attack?
Are you taking a shit right now, Jack?
Do we have to call 911?
You mean blink three times if you're okay?
Does anybody know Morse code?
Is anyone holding it? Is anyone holding?
So happy.
I know Bernard from Lost knows it. Is anyone holding a gun to your head? Anyway, if you like,
Carol, let me. Curl me.
Curl
me.
Put send the candle send back.
Send help, please. Send
Put
help.
The candle
help back. Me. Save me.
It hurts so much. It really does just, hurt. So
as I'm smiling, but the one tear is coming down.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, if anyone wants some more live goodness, tomorrow Ralph Apple and I will be doing our weekly live show.
Is it Apple or Apple?
Live. It's Apple, but definitely hop on.
I've literally been calling him Appel for the last fucking Appel. 7 years.
I used to call him Appel, but then Dave Chappelle got mad. So,
But yeah, it'll be simulcast on both my YouTube channel, youtube.com/geekthatlife. And
I hate to keep interrupting you, but where does he get Apple at? I mean, Apple.
That's his last name. I don't know.
I think someone lied to him.
You're going to criticize someone over their last name?
Yes, thank you.
I accept it. I accept it.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking four letters. At least it's two goddamn syllables, not
six. Like Chris said, for the longest time, I called him Appel. And then they said it's awful. I
literally have until right now.
Well, really? Oh, shit. Yeah.
I go, where the fuck do you get Apple out of that? I don't get it.
I mean, I get it. It makes sense. And it's
no, I don't. And I'm gonna fight it till the day I die.
Appel? Like, what is he? Like, I don't know.
Ralph Appel!
Come on down.
He tried to get on Price is Right, didn't he?
I mean,
times to get on Price is Right.
But he just wasn't cheerful enough. So
that's random. You have to get speaking. No,
I think they pick the people in line.
Oh, they do. Yeah,
Market Sweep is fantastic.
The whole first season's on was it Hulu now or
Netflix?
What season?
What
Supermarket Sweep? Remember Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, I remember that show.
Get the fucking sausages. Just get the sausages. Get the turkey.
Get the ham. You get five hams. They're $30 a piece. Anyway.
I was trying to wrap this show in an hour, but Jay just went, I got to keep talking.
Thank you.
If he's going, let him keep going.
For asking me to come on the show this week. It's great to talk to you all.
Again, nobody asked. You just kind of just.
Like you came to me, Jack, at, like in a desperate situation. You're like, please. I was like, all right, fine, I'll come on the show. Even though I had to be on Crazy Hank, Ramblecast After Dark, and then my own
show. Well, it's Crazy Hank TV. If you're gonna plug it.
All right, Crazy Hank TV.
I know you had you didn't call it Geek Dad. You said you Geek Dad's life like 100 times. So you
Crazy Hank TV, fine.
If you're gonna promote something, promote it correctly.
Are you changing it to are you changing it to Crazy Hank Karen?
No,
Crazy Karen TV. You get a lot more
Crazy Karen TV. Yeah,
I mean, just come to me. I'm a namer. I'm a fucking namer, dude.
Yes. Crazy Karen TV would probably get you more hits.
Considering you're a man who would be hosting a crazy,
I might get all kinds. Huh?
The Karen thing is going to eventually die down. So
no, it's not. He's here to stay. That
yeah. She's been here before. She will be here again.
Revelation. When you trim your ear hair, your AirPods fit so much better.
Speaking of Karen, I did make a video about my mom being a Karen, and my mom is the original Karen. Would you say, Jay, would you agree with that?
No, I love
that your grandma. Your grandma is the original character.
He is.
Would you fuck with your grandma? Would you?
No.
So because she's the original Karen.
But she's not a Karen. She's a sweetheart that fights for what she believes in.
And, well, I get that, but there's sometimes
I would never say that you're Karen.
When my mom sees someone walking a dog and it's not outside, she's yelling at the. I go, Mom. I go, they could have a gun.
My mom's a Karen for sure.
I don't think she's as bad a Karen as your grandma.
She used to be real bad because she was a manager, and I swear to fucking God, and you can ask all my siblings, anytime something wasn't to perfection, she'd be like, you know, I'm a manager, and I feel like the experience today is just not to the customer service level that I would have.
I go, it's fucking McDonald's. Back off.
Exactly.
Why should tell all
the time? There's a quarter pounder of cheese, you lying bastard. You said you didn't eat quarter pounders. I caught you.
No, I do love that. That's my favorite burger at McDonald's.
He's a lying sack of shit because I'll call up sometimes to check in on them because they're older now. And they're like, oh, we just went to McDonald's.
All the time. Oh, come on. I've been to McDonald's once in the last 2 months.
Bullshit. Like, I feel like
I went to McDonald's 2 days ago specifically for and only for a large Diet Coke because there is nothing more underrated in this world from a beverage standpoint than a Diet Coke from McDonald's. It's fucking unbelievable. It's 97 degrees out and I was driving, taking care of Aaron. So I'm like,
I gotta get a Diet Coke from McDonald's.
He's not wrong. There is something magical about a Diet Coke at McDonald's. I believe they have Coca-Cola people come out and they calibrate those machines perfectly.
There's all these regulations they follow from like it's contained.
Every other like Diet Dr. Pepper, I'm a Diet Dr. Pepper fan, sucks ass. But Diet Coke at a fucking McDonald's
is outstanding.
It's fucking transformative.
You mentioned Diet Coke. When we worked at the rink, we had this accountant who was fucking nuts and she was a bitch. And crazy and all this different stuff. Well, she's like you guys. She's the part of the cult. She loved Diet Coke from McDonald's because we had Pepsi.
Google it.
Well, Dell was in charge of the drinks and it did taste like shit. But she would go, but then she found this, she would have her money and all this different stuff. She put a receipt in and she's like, who worked here? Put a receipt in here for 97 cents for the Diet Coke at McDonald's. I go, and when it was in Cary where she lived, I go, well, none of us live in Cary. You live in Cary and you drink Diet Coke. Well, it wasn't me. She was just fucking nuts. But anyway, you brought the Diet Coke up.
That story was awesome.
I know it was bad.
You'd have life changing.
You know what I'm talking about. You know the woman I'm talking about.
Here's the thing.
Jack lives in this world where he thinks that everybody cares about his bullshit iceplex stories, and I do. I appreciate where you're coming from. Okay, like I get it. You have post-traumatic stress.
I used to have this
relationship.
There used to be an employee there when I was at the skate counter, busy. He'd walk by and not help out. His name was Jay. He'd literally leave you hanging and say, oh, I had to go do something over here instead of helping and being a team player and helping out. I don't want to call anybody out, but his name was Jay.
Here's the thing. It's just
his name was Jay.
Jack is just like the Chargers. Like he's just been in so many abusive relationships that he just hasn't gotten over them.
Sorry, I'm a team player. If I see someone needing help, I dive in and help.
It's been great talking to you all. I think it's a great place to wrap up the show today.
I was ready to wrap it up, and you got all geeked out on your Diet Coke. Diet Coke is fabulous.
I know. I should have known it was going to open some wound from Iceplex, but it's okay.
Anyway, so if you shop Amazon, just go to janejack.com. Click on the little button that says Amazon. It looks like your normal Amazon page, and I haven't done this in, I don't know how long I've been since
I've done this. This is bad.
Yeah, go ahead.
Matt usually does. Okay, that's why.
Matt usually does it, and he has names. Do you remember all the patrons?
You're going to do some shopping. Like myself, I've been buying so much shit on Amazon, it's ridiculous, because I don't want to go to the store.
Yeah, all same here. All
you have to do is go to janejack.com/Amazon. Quick pro tip, you can actually, on your phone, go to that website and then just create a button on your phone. Like you can actually have an icon that brings you right to it. And it'll actually go open up right into the Amazon app, which is fantastic. So I buy so much crap on Amazon. It's ridiculous. But if you love the show and if you are buying stuff from Amazon, we would really appreciate if you use that link, because it, a small portion of the proceeds of that, that purchase, Amazon will donate to us as part of your support for the store. So boom, every little bit helps. Appreciate it. If you guys wanted to do it, so go to janejack.com/Amazon for all of your Amazon shopping needs, and you can help support Jay and Jack podcast.
I think my wife buys 90% of the stuff that we get from Amazon.
Because, I got 10.
Because literally every day we get a package, she goes, oh, I ordered that like months ago. It was delayed. Yes. I ordered that like months ago, and I go.
Anyway.
Jay, you want to thank the patrons, Jay?
What's that? We're happy to thank Cactus Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnus Percent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg the Great. Thank you so much to all our patrons. Is that everybody? I think it's everybody.
You're the best.
Matt usually comes up with funny names for him, but that's okay.
He does, but in all fairness, I've not podcasted or led a podcast in a minute with you all. So
it's true.
You all, everybody.
I still got it, though. So, boom.
Well, got what?
I don't know. I got it right. My name's on the website.
You got syphilis or?
My name's up there with you. It's been 13 years of syphilis with Colleen. It's been
join our Patreon, because if you do so, you can get access to the special Jay and Jack Patreon group on Facebook. Although Facebook sucks, I'm still thinking about leaving, to be honest with you.
Can we like move it over to like a Reddit page or something?
I would fucking love that, because I want to jump off of Facebook, and one of the only things that's keeping me there is you all.
Yeah,
you all, everybody.
I'm not. I'm with that as well. I mean, it's a team vote, but I'm down with that as well.
I'll leave it up to Matt.
Just fucking text me.
Bye, everybody. It's been good seeing you all in the chat.
Well, thanks for Matt. We'll be back next week, so we'll have a chipper, maybe more of a positive show. So anyway, thanks for watching. Wait,
Matt brings more positivity. Okay, sorry.
Way to end that on a negative note.
Oh, I thought we were having a good time.
That was a very positive ending. But Jack, you fucked it up.
I haven't been the host. Like Jason, I haven't hosted a show in.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. Come on, Nick's a busy man. All right, he's got a life. He doesn't have kids.
Nick, he can do whatever he wants. What happened? Well, we'll talk about it offline, Nick.
Okay.
In the show, it's a button. Just hit in
broadcast. Oh, I forgot it's me.
It's your show.